From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that house inventory is at an all-time low, according to local realtors, and sellers are continuing to get large asking prices. The New York State Association of Realtors reports that home sellers in New York got 98.8% of their list prices in the first quarter of 2023. Interest rates have been raised 10 times, but that has not seemed to cool the local housing market. Governor Kathy Hochul and many Hudson Valley officials say there is an affordable housing crisis. In Columbia County, home sales increased 13.7% in the first quarter of 2022. They fell 2.6% in Greene County during the same period. Realtor Claudia Zucker of Living Structures Realty in Cairo said, and I quote, "We are not seeing prices come down in Columbia or Greene because there is a dearth of listings and a lot of buyers," end quote. Deb Smith of Coldwell Banker Prime Properties in Greenville said, and I quote, "There is absolutely fewer homes available. I've been working with someone relocating from Pennsylvania. We are on our 33rd house. We put in offers on three houses but didn't get them because of multiple offers," end quote. Across the border in Massachusetts, things are no different, according to Dwayne A. Powell of William Pitt Sotheby's International Realty, a lending realtor in the Berkshires. Powell said, and I quote, "There is no inventory. We've got plenty of buyers, but no houses to sell them," end quote. And there is more bad news. In Columbia County, there has been an 850% increase in foreclosure filings from the first quarter of 2022 through the first quarter of 2023, according to Arlene Hackle, deputy director of the New York State Unified Court System. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that the U.S. Attorney's Office may have other, and I quote, "targets or subjects of the investigation," end quote, into election fraud allegations among Republicans in Rensselaer County. The U.S. Attorney's Office filed for a protective order that would bar the three Rensselaer County government officials indicted last week in the case from disclosing any information they received through pretrial discovery in their criminal cases with other potential, and I quote, "targets or suspects of the investigation," end quote. Richard W. Crist, James R. Gordon, and Leslie A. Wallace were indicted in the election fraud case that revolves around filing false absentee ballots. So far, U.S. District Judge May A. DiAgostino, who is assigned the case for trial, has not made a ruling on the Justice Department's request for pretrial discovery protective order. But at the indictment, U.S. Magistrate Judge Andrew T. Baxter said he was, and I quote, "very concerned about the prospect of witness tampering or coercion," end quote, but rejected the government's request to not share all information with the defendant. But he warned them that any misconduct could result in a change in their pretrial release. The trio were indicted for allegedly conspiring to use their official positions to violate the constitutional rights of subordinate county employees to intimidate them into requesting and filing absentee ballots. Crist is the county director of operations, Gordon is director of the county's Bureau of Central Services, and Wallace is an assistant for constituent relations in the office of county executive Steve McLaughlin. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Ann Valden reports in the Columbia paper that a 145-year-old belle was last seen at the Malden Bridge Community Center on the evening of April 24th and was reported missing on the morning of April 25th. The belle was originally cast for the Old Chatham Methodist Church in 1878. The flyer being circulated in Columbia County says, and I quote, "Neighbors, friends, members of the community center, and members of the church congregations were shocked and heartbroken to see that the Old Chatham Bell had been stolen," end quote. Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Mark Dunsbar said, and I quote, "It's definitely a possibility," end quote, "that the bronze bell made of copper and tin was stolen for its precious metal components. but Dunsbaugh said the perpetrators did leave some evidence behind. Lucinda Buckley, president of the Malden Bridge Community Center, said, and I quote, "It was in the heart of the hamlet for 50 years, and all of a sudden it's gone. It was part of our lives. It is a reminder that things don't always stay put," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, town meetings, a community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.